A Stanford University health researcher faced intense Senate questioning today during his confirmation hearing to become director of the National Institutes of Health. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now to talk about what happened. Hi there.
Hey there.
So, Rob, just to start, the NIH is the world's biggest public funder of medical research, often at the center of debate. So I imagine there was a whole lot to talk about today. Just start by filling us in on this nominee. Who is he?
He is a doctor named Jay Bhattacharya. He's a very well-respected health economist at Stanford, but Bhattacharya has taken some contrarian, sometimes controversial positions that put him at odds with the scientific establishment. Most notably, Bhattacharya opposed lockdowns during the pandemic, and that was dismissed as ill-informed and dangerous by most scientists, but Bhattacharya has been defiant, and during today's hearing, he told senators he would allow more open debate as head of the NIH.
If confirmed, I will establish a culture of respect for free speech in science and scientific dissent at the NIH. Over the last few years, top NIH officials oversaw a culture of cover-up, obfuscation, and a lack of tolerance for ideas that differed from theirs. Dissent is the very essence of science.
And, you know, Bhattacharya says he was shunned by the scientific community for his views, including by the NIH, and he just doesn't want to see that happen to anyone else.
Rob, Bhattacharya would take over the NIH at a pretty tough time. Walk us through some of the details.
Yeah, so the NIH is one of the federal agencies that's reeling from layoffs and restrictions. More than 1,200 of the agency's 18,000 employees were sacked. A Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson said the cuts were part of the broader effort to restructure and streamline the federal government. The NIH's ability to award billions of dollars for research has also been stymied. At the same time, the administration wants to slash what the NIH pays universities, medical schools, and hospitals for so-called indirect costs, you know, basically overhead. And all of this has left the NIH demoralized, fearful, and confused. Several senators pressed Bhattacharya about all this, including the cap on indirect costs. That's been challenged as illegal. Here's an exchange with Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan from New Hampshire.
If directed by the president to take action that would break the law, would you follow the law or would you follow the president's directive?
Senator, I don't believe the president will ever ask me to break the law.
Well, that strains credulity, given especially the last few weeks, and it's a disappointing answer. I will expect you to follow the law regardless of whether the president directs you to break it.
Bhattacharya did promise to look into rehiring some of those fired workers and getting the NIH's funding flowing again, and that he would examine the plan on indirect costs. And this afternoon, a federal judge in Boston issued a preliminary injunction blocking the indirect cost cap from being implemented.
Rob, one of the other concerns that we've heard about is political ideology influencing science. Did that come up?
Yes. Democratic Senator Edward Markey from Massachusetts pressed Bhattacharya about that. Let's listen to a little bit of that exchange.
Will you commit here today to reinstating funding for scientists whose funding has been terminated because their research does not align with MAGA ideology?
Senator, I don't believe that ideology ought to determine whether one gets research or not. I believe very fundamentally in why
diversity funding research on the mental health conditions of the LGBTQ community, that should not be a basis for canceling funding for research. Is that what you're saying?
If confirmed, I'll go look carefully into that.
But overall, Bhattacharya got a pretty positive reception from the committee, especially from the Republicans, and he's expected to be easily confirmed by the full Senate.
We've been talking with NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you.
You're welcome.